Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And this morning we have Armando here, and he's going to tell us all about life in New York and listening to the Orville Radio there and those impressions.
But we forgot the date.
The date, I don't know at all today, what's up?
Thursday, day?
Armando reminded me that till midnight, it's the 19th of February.
That's right, the only thing I know, because I know nothing.
You remember that. So you can, see, he's a fidel listener.
We can ask some. Yeah, I'm impressed by New York. I never went in New York. But you are American? No?
I am American, Australian.
Oh, it's more complex.
Citizenship.
Australian you are, in fact. Okay, so now you are living in New York.
Yep.
What are you doing in New York?
I work for the government, New York government, yeah, paper shuffler, you know.
What it is?
Pousser des papiers.
Oh, that's a good job. So I have another question, Andrea. It's possible.
No, I would just open.
Because normally you ask money first, no?
Well, I forgot to ask money.
Well, it's possible. Wait,
thank you very much.
I make a mistake.
You got the question.
I did a mistake. Normally, Andrea has to start.
So we are usually asking for some donation to run the station. Our account number is 25 1369 here at the Oroville premises financial services, or in case that you are out and far away from Oroville, you can go in our oroville.org/donate.
And please donate. This is a fantastic service, and you know, I use Oroville Radio all the time. My day is not complete without
So you are in New York, you wake up, you put on the radio, or is the
No, I wake up, I have my usual breakfast, I go to work about 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Then I have about 45 minutes of solid work.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I do, actually. But and after that, I have to check out of your radio to see what's cooking, and it makes my day.
Okay.
Every day there's a new thing. This is a fantastic service. So please donate.
So what do you listen to, Armando? What do you listen to?
Oh, incidentally, I love this segment. This is my favorite segment, Off the Cuff.
Oh.
Yes, fantastic. I listen to it every Friday. I mean, we do it on Thursday,
do it on Friday, actually.
Oh,
we're
really?
Doing it exceptionally today on Thursday.
All right. But I find it very funny, informative. And it's all around good piece of radio.
Yeah, correct. Did you realize that Madame Renou, she knows all? When suddenly we want to know something, we say Madame Renou, correct?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, so did you have a special question to ask to Madame Renou? She knows many things, because she will ask some questions to you. So, Madame Renou, so you have a question to her, for example.
So, Renou, how you guys come up with something so nice?
Well, it happens because we just want to get together and talk about things that are not really talked about and not just cover the events that actually already exist. We wanted to add another dimension and a little bit of political commentary and things like that to what was going on in Oroville. And also just our feeling, because, you know, we don't have all the truth or all the information at all, contrary to popular belief. I know a lot of things, but half.
No, you know, it doesn't mean you have the knowledge.
Exactly. So this is the place to casually discuss it, make fun of things, and I think it helps.
Yeah, also making fun of ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
It's good that we have the feedback, because it was the purpose. The purpose was to, because here we have different voices of Oroville, no? Mm. Our job off the cuff, that's why I'm here, it was to have this informally, to give more a feeling, because I suppose when you are outside, no, is this kind of stuff that you need. Not only you have the information, you have a kind of feeling that of the moment.
Okay? Sure.
So this is the idea, if I understood well, the purpose of this off the cuff, Andrea.
Well, let me ask Armando. Armando, do you read the news and notes? Do you read Oronet? And do you read Oroville Today?
Not Oroville Today. I read the news and notes and Oroville Radio every day. That's
okay.
Right. That's how I keep informed.
Okay.
You know?
And do you feel like, because I felt like that, I never felt far from Oroville when I lived outside. Every day I felt completely connected to what was going on here. All the difficulties that we were living in Oroville, I was kind of, you know, in my own silent way, being out there, following them, hoping, praying.
Albany, to me, has become an extension of Oroville. I mean, I live, I breathe Oroville basically every day. That's what I do, you know.
Yeah.
When I feel down, I go into, you know, into Google and say, listen, photos of Oroville. And, it, you know.
And they come up.
And I feel connected, you know.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. This is a fantastic service. Believe me, I can't say enough. It's how beautiful this.
I can say last year when we were forced to close because it happened that 1 year ago we have been somehow.
We had some difficulties.
Some difficulties, and one of the person that really manifested for first his sadness was Amando. So he came and say, no, you have to go, you have to continue. But at that time, the team were not strong enough to make it happen. And we decided to stop the service for a few months.
But I think it was a good thing, Andrea, because some people realize, like, they take the radio for granted. They don't realize the expenses about it. They don't realize actually what it offers. And, you know, the archiving capacity also for people to go back and check on meetings. So I think it was a very good thing to stop for a short while.
Many people don't realize. No, when they don't realize, us French, we know, we do a striker, we stop all. We say, niet, we stop. It's what's happened, we do us. Hey, finally, you know, by this power of the proletarian force of the radio speaker, we managed to make a wall. This is very important. We fight for a wall. It's the opposite. Normally, we want to broken the wall, but you see, we have the wall.
Well, working with sound, you need some protection.
Yeah, some protection. So this is what the first step. Okay.
Walls of a president.
Yeah. We don't want president anymore. So this was the main topic. Now I have another question because you come from New York. Today, my feeling was to speak about the New Town Development Authority. Mm. I don't know if you hear about that.
Authority.
Yeah, this word is very important.
I
was sure. But before there is New Town Development, correct?
Yeah.
So first, new. Ah, you say new. Ah, you're saying something new. In fact, when you start to read, you said it's an old issue. But so let's go say new. Development. What is development? What does it mean? All kind of development, no? Authority. And there I was sure guys like you cannot accept this word, authority.
I don't like the word authority, you know.
So that's why we will bring this topic next time, no?
But it's unfortunate that we don't know enough about it. I think the problem is that Oroville is always looking for legitimacy and trying to find a way in its kind of new aspiration into fitting into the government mold. And so we're always trying to get some old, ancient legitimacy for what we're doing. There's two problems with that. One is that either the ancient mold influences us. The second thing is that we fix ourselves, and I think people have some reluctance about that. We're frightened about committing Oroville's future to some formulation and design and like that. But we need to do something to kind of protect the town, and we need to do something to protect the project from happening. So it's a difficult thing, and I don't know, actually, I don't have enough information on the legal aspects of why they're doing this. What makes us nervous is that they want to tie up with the panchayats and with the other authorities. So how much freedom will that give us? How much trouble will it get? How much will the panchayats be able to influence us? Will it be different? Will their concerns be the same concerns as ours? So for me, the thing is actually the problem also with the legitimacy is that are we legitimate in our project?
Yes, exactly. Are these questions inside me or is it exactly the same?
Mocking me all the time. Are we legitimate?
Yes.
Are we making a project that makes complete sense? Are we completely environmentally integrated? Are we integrating, you know, are we a small puzzle in a larger piece that makes sense? And that's the questioning that we need to do internally.
That's why I have the second questions. It's what the role of the artist, of the culture, in this process, okay? Because what we forgot in terms of the land here, there was a Tamil culture coming from far, far, 5,000-10,000 years, no? All the Vedic time is this. Here, what is incredible, we forgot that the land is not a desert. What we say, Oroville was a desert, and we plant tree, we go fast, in fact, saying that. We forgot that there was a big history on the land here.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot that there are still our workers live with gods in the daily life. So suddenly, sometimes I feel that I am like in the Greek situation, that Shiva, the gods, before it was the Greek gods. But here we have Ganesh in our life. Then we have Shiva. We have people living in this kind of world. And my question, I said, in the development, is all time the same. They start by, we can say, the authority means what? The establishments. the official Panchayat, we meet the official of the foundation, that we meet the official of L'Avenir, that we meet all is the level of the top. But in fact, what we learn, we know that all the establishments can do nothing. All the work have to be done on the base, is under on the base. And there, you realize that some work have been done. For example, in terms of music, of a cultural aspect, it's like that. We will understand each one, the history of the Tamil culture, for example. So for the moment, all is there, but we need to create more link.
Absolutely. Right. I was just sharing absolutely your point of view. We had the experience 4 days ago, we had this kind of Kalabumi festival that was organized by my wife and another fellow. And we have seen how much connection you can make it when you do cultural event or this kind of with this kind of attitude, just for sharing it.
I just wanted to congratulate you on the Kalabumi festival. I found the atmosphere really festive and nice, and what I really appreciated, it wasn't overpriced. You didn't have to have a 140-rupee crepe. You had a good 10-rupee cake and a good 10-rupee coffee.
I really appreciated that. Because I know one Rovinian guy. You ask him, with him, you have immediately the feedback, because his exigence in terms of quality of food, his exigence in terms of price. You know what he told me? The rapport between quality and price was excellent. For 60 rupees, you have a piece like that, you eat that for 60 rupees, you are quiet. There, they say, wow. After, you have all this Tamil environmental light and tint and this, no? So super. After, you have guys like...
There was a lot of people that I didn't know. Where did they all come from, those people?
Most probably are guests coming from different kind of the communities around, like Sardana Forest, and many people maybe just came to know regarding this event for the program that we did on the radio and the poster that we put around. So we have been able to collect a lot of different guests. There are a lot of different people from Ireland.
Yeah, but we need to have more...
But I want again come back to the concept that this is in a cultural event, not just for having fun and getting some good food at a good price, but come through the process of going closer to the human unit.
Binding
people together.
By the way, you know, because I started to do this kind of music 30 years ago in Auroville, no? What touched me was to see these two Indian guys playing guitar, one of the bass, I forgot his name.
Saga,
and the other one, the lead guitar. What is the name? You forgot also.
Yeah.
But anyway, a new generation of musicians.
Yeah.
This, it was fun to see. He was able to do all. It's funny for when you are musicians, you look the tick, for the attitude. So he was doing all the stuff, like the guitar, like that, when you have to do that.
He was good. He was hot.
Yeah, it was good. All the girls, wow, who is this guy? So you have sunglasses on stage, So it was super fun to see the new generations.
Some people may not think so, but I think music has a way of binding and bringing people together. Like words are fine, but the music has the value of the sound.
Yeah, it's the vibrations.
The vibration, the process. It's like being next to a waterfall.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has healing properties.
That's why on stage, suddenly I got this idea to make the survey. It's fun, you ask the public, the what kind of music they like. No, we did that on stage. So then you realize they like music classic, rock and roll, hip hop and rap. So there is a diversity. You cannot say that the public, even the guests, they are only stuck on one kind of music. So this is interesting to see all this variety of expressions.
I have a question for Amanda. Yep. You are on the stage at the end of the event. What is your personal feelings apart of having fun playing on the stage in Kalabumi? How it was there for you?
I was having a ball, and above all, I was sick actually that night. Mm-hmm. I was coughing a lot and all that. But being in Auroville to me is everything, So I was playing music, being with people I love, in Auroville, heaven.
It without problem.
This is another
heaven. Yeah, Armando, tell us, you have another concert coming up?
Oh yes, on Saturday, the 21st, Mother's birthday. We are having a little concert in Information Center, Visitor Center, from 8 p.m. And there will be some cakes for everyone. So if you're not there for the music, come for the cake.
So no, this is a mother's birthday cake, is it?
Mother's birthday cake, yeah.
There is also something in the youth center, not in the morning, with the farm.
Every Saturday there's the market at the youth center, definitely.
So I have to go there. They ask me to come at 11 to sing a song.
Yeah, but the concert is in the evening.
Yeah, but I don't know, Saturday is not, I'm not sure that I will move.
Papi est fatigué.
Papi est fatigué, but I want to listen to radio, so... I have an excuse. I said, no, there is the radio now. Okay.
That's also the thing. We don't go to so many events anymore because you know...
Because you can listen to the radio. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. No, I was in Limi. I have only a time when I go there. I'm a little bit sad for two things. Sad one, that there is no youth band. So normally 15, 16 years old, 17, there is no band for the youth. So this...
Oh, my son was there.
Yeah.
He was only 16.
Yeah, I know, but he was alone with you. Plus a drummer, no? Mm. So no, but permanent band, no? Like okay. Before we had 15.
Wow, the good news was that we plan to come back.
Yay! Right?
We plan to come back. Hopefully next year, sometime next year.
Yeah, but the idea is to
we'll
create... I know, there is artists, but the idea is to create a dynamic that suddenly the youth understand that there is all kind of art expression for them. It was the idea of Kalabumi, that suddenly you can learn to dance, you can learn to make music, you can learn to make theater, you can have the synthesis of all this. This I was sad of that. And the other one, I like when people create their own song. I don't like too much when we take out, because that in French, reprise, for example. I like reprise. You have the right to, because, you know, the Rolling Stone, I can get no satisfactions that I hear that since 45 years, 50 years. One moment, you know, I don't want to move to listen to this kind of music. But if somebody take the Rolling Stone and you do like Joe Cocker with the song from the Beatles, with the little help from my friends.
Fantastic, yeah.
That's when you have the Beatles song, the classic one. You take it, you transform that, you this, okay. But to try to reproduce the sound, this is what we call in France to make baloche. It was music for bal, the Saturday bal, no? Mm. So you play music, all the last tube and stuff like that.
But that's what we're doing.
Yes. This is why I'm a little bit sad. I'm a little bit sad. I would like now, it was for me the purpose of
noted,
art service.
Noted.
That's why I'm not satisfied with the art service stuff. That, in fact, all the ideas that the artist, to help the artist was, the artist was aware, have consciousness that we need to make the transfer and to prepare the new generations. Why? Because if us, we are able to see that the problem is not to create a workshop of dance, a workshop of theater, but to favorize that all the youth artists can meet together and they create all kind of rencontres. You have rencontres between people that come from the circus, meeting people coming from the classical music, going from people that are intellectual, working from hyper high level of theater and stuff. So this, you create a cultural dynamic. So me, I'm fighting now. I would like that Kalabumi go back to this origin, that it was this polyphonic expressions, priority for the youth. Because what's happened, often the artist, you arrive in Auroville, you trap, suddenly you have the idea, I want to be famous, you work to become famous, after you forgot everybody, and finally you have your big name, concert in the Barat Nivas, and this, personally I don't care. But what I'm interested in is to see the youth, the new expressions, the creativity.
So we hope that we're going to have some kind of people that will be able to fire that kind of animation up.
That's why the work like you did to play music is too short, is an example, but it's not the objective. The objective is to create this platform for the youth.
And it's true that one should remember that that's also Kalabumi's location is right next to the school for that purpose. So.
Okay, well, so
that's the point. Okay, but thank you for that cultural criticism.
Thank you. I'm completely tired after this. Very difficult.
Are we done yet?
It's finished.
So I think, is that all?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Thank you very much for
so you know what
us.
We can say?
Saturday,
today,
8 o'clock.
We know many things, but in fact, it's not true. We know nothing.